before we actually get into this next lesson about heresies, I did want to make a comment or two about the chart that I posted on the website. If you could all just click here, let me put the link here, and you can just look at it while I'm talking about it. It's hopefully it will help clear up some of the mystery or confusion about that section of verses there from Ephesians 2:13 through Ephesians 2:17. And if you're looking at it, you might have to click on something that says to open it with whatever your computer is set to open up RTF files with, either WordPad or Word. But if you look in the there are five columns across the top, and this is all scripture. There's no comments inside the chart part, the five columns, except for one word. In the blue there, light blue or turquoise, in the second column, I continued down and put abolished, repeated abolished, because of the break there where it says in his flesh, so you can get the picture that that's what it's talking about. But if you go through and you start in verse 13, upper left, and go down the first column, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were far off are made nigh, and then in the yellow below it, by the blood of Christ, and then at the bottom, verse 14, for he is our peace. And that bottom, fifth row down at the very bottom of that top chart is all about peace, as you can see going across. For he is our peace, so making peace, and he came and preached peace. But we finished the first column going down. Go to the second column at the top there. It says, then read down second column. Who hath made both one? Well, the both in green matches in the first column where you've got are made, the far off, are made nigh. You've got two groups that are nigh, that are together, and that's the both there in the second column. And as you go across in the green across the top, you've got for to make in himself of twain. Well, that's the both. And then in the fourth column, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body. That's both again. And then in the fifth column, the last part of 17, it says, to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. Well, that's the both groups again. So the green is all talking about those two groups. The yellow is talking about by the blood of Christ in his flesh, by the cross, the way that God brought those two groups together. And then other than that, you've got in the fourth row down, you've got abolish the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. And then if you go to the right there, having slain the enmity thereby. So you've got the enmity both taken out of the way in both verses. And so you can see, in other words, five times here in those five verses, Paul goes through a cycle of repeating this fact that those two groups are brought together by the cross, by Christ dying, shedding his blood, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition, having abolished the enmity. By the cross, Christ abolished the enmity. It doesn't say that he abolished the law of commandments. The law of commandments is what apparently... Now, see, I'm not trying to solve this. I'm just trying to show that that Paul goes through these cycles and the connection between the different parts of it, and hope that clears up for us what the meaning is all through there. So I just wanted to explain that, because without explanation you can tell that is kind of a mystery. If you start in the upper left and go down the first column, then down the second column, down the third, fourth, and fifth, you have a straight reading of that passage from Ephesians 2:13-17. Okay, well, I'm going to drop that and not talk about that right now. I just want to explain that because that's new on the website. At the link there, it's right under the menu, MM-Ephesians 2, underbar 13 to 17, underbar paralleled, and then the date, RT.